Joining me out in the community now, one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, safety Luis Domas. Luis, thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Let's talk about the fact that the Dolphins acquired you this offseason from the Lions, but you grew up here in South Florida. Yeah. So what does it mean to you to be able to play for your hometown team?
I know when I first joined NFL, I felt like a champion. I felt like I won. But now I actually feel like Muhammad Ali, and I actually conquered my goal of being able to perform in front of my peers and perform in my hometown. So I'm very excited, very happy.
Well, the Dolphins fans are definitely excited to have you. And we're interested to know, what kind of role do you see yourself playing in the Dolphins defense this upcoming season?
I was always known for a leader, not by verbally, but my actions. Even though I can go out there and spaz out at times, but, I just plan on coming in here and having fun, trying to rally the guys up around me, and let them know that what we're doing right now is for a living and it's for fun. And, we're one of the few people that has an occupation that are having fun while we're doing it. So go out there, have fun, and enjoy it and live it up.
Always important. Now, the Miami Dolphins re-signed Brent Grimes. They signed yourself along with Courtland Finnegan, mm-hmm. who you mentioned you exchanged some texts with. Right. What can the Dolphins fans expect from the Dolphins secondary this coming season?
From Grimes to Courtland to me to Rashad, each one of them has a spectacular talent about each other. And, about one another. Very feisty, very fast, and love to make contact when we get to the ball. And the Dolphins fans can expect, I don't want to say a couple fines, I don't want to bring it up like that, but, expect physical. Some physical plays, some very talented plays, and some fast and tough plays, yes.
Well, speaking of tough, there's some tough kids that are here today that you spent some time with. And,
yes.
This is your very first event out in the community with the Miami Dolphins. Talk to us about that experience.
It was a great experience, to walk into a building like this that doesn't have a lot of expiring things going around. Me and a couple of my teammates was able, to put a smile on a child's face, and that right there uplifted me, not only for the day, but for the month, to know that you're helping out another human being in this world and somebody else that, looks up to you. Feel great.
Well, we did see a lot of smiles in there. And, also, what does it mean to you to also be able to give back right here in your hometown for the first time?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. My family, they're going to want me to get back ASAP, where you come to the school and everything. But you know what? I'm from here. I'm enjoying my time here. And, I'm going to take best advantage of it. And I'm going to take, the right approach to help out the people that needs it most. And that's the people of this community, the Miami community.
Absolutely. And I saw you in there interacting with the kids, having a lot of fun, and even learned some Spanish. You want to talk to us about that experience with the children?
You know what? I know you put me on the spot. With the Spanish, but
let's hear it.
I think I knew one thing. Tengas pena.
No tengas pena.
No tengas pena.
He's actually been teaching me this all day here.
I've been teaching everybody that. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but I'm trying my best. And, I had a lot of fun, learning different languages and, going with the kids. So.
What does that mean?
Don't be shy.
That's right. Don't be shy. You did a good job telling those kids not to be shy, and I could tell you're having a lot of fun. So thank you for being with us, and we look forward to watching you this upcoming season.
It's a pleasure.